good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice.
All right, we are back. I feel nice, like sugar and spice is always the signal. That's where we come back. And just now, I got a messenger on Facebook from a person that I've met here in the community a number of years ago. And that person has also offered to donate their kidney to my wife. I've got to tell you, it's touching. You know, the person may not be a match, but it's very important to get involved with organ donation. I call it giving the gift of life. The gentleman referred to it as his New Year's gift to my wife and I. I don't know what else to say. God bless you, Jonathan. Thank you so much. Dee, do we have Tom back on? All right, Tom, how are you doing, man?
You know, it's a 72-degree sunny day in Chicago, so I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, you better write that down, buddy. So,
well,
listen.
I was at the Cubs game on Friday.
All right.
They scored 15 runs and hit a grand slam, so it was one of the best performances I've seen in a long time.
No, so I guess you think they're going. What do you think?
I'm sure hopeful. It's just sad that they have the fourth best record in all of baseball, and we're third in our division. But I think the team is for real. They're young, but the future looks bright, as they say.
No, I think it's great. Now, let's get back to talking about the other thing you're an expert on, and that's family offices and asset protection. You've been going to the conferences. You've been meeting the people. Here's something that I really wanted to understand a little bit better. I know you've got Andrew Morton, heads your philanthropy practice. You mentioned a little bit about what's going on in Europe. There's got to be some real discussion in the family office world, especially in the philanthropic part, about what are we going to do with the massive migrations here that are going on across Europe. It's causing what you call disruptions. What are some of the philanthropy things that you've seen going on this summer? It doesn't have to be about the crisis. It can be some other good events, too.
Really, two things of great interest. One, I will call venture or incubator type philanthropy, where very wealthy families are banding together to get operating companies so that the money goes into some sustainable effort that trains people on an ongoing basis, creates jobs, and gives them the ability to support themselves, as opposed to a short-term charity infusion that disappears when it's done. So this sustainable entrepreneurial vision of philanthropy is gaining great steam, and I think very exciting because it continues to build and grow and give back. And then secondly, whenever you have these mass movements of people, and they happen during tsunamis and floods and wars and poverty and disease and all kinds of calamities cause these migrations, you know, they are attended by, unfortunately, you know, human slavery and civil rights abuses and all kinds of horrible things that simply are part of those difficult issues presented by large numbers of people moving around to countries where they don't speak the language they're not from. And there's been an awful lot of work with the anti-trafficking human slavery initiatives and some major foundations working in that direction to both educate people how unfortunately commonplace that problem is, at the second time, some firm steps in place to begin to eradicate it whenever possible and minimize the chances of people falling into those organizations, those criminal organizations that take advantage of them.
Now, you know, a lot of what you do and deal with has to do with the tax code. And I know that the tax code is structured so that there's no real strategy that's 100% neutral. What are some of the things that you see are being talked about in Washington that may impact family offices? And I got to believe nothing's going to happen until after the election, no matter what.
That would be my guess as well. I think that given where we are in the political process from a timing standpoint, there's not a great drive to put anything in place other than the administration. They'd love to slide through anything they can before being out, but that will be difficult, I think, given the number of things already on the agenda. couple of recent things. One, the Treasury is coming out with a number of sets of regulations. One of those affects potential discounting in family holding companies. So that continues to be a relatively big deal. And the sense is that's going to come out sometime this year, though we don't know exactly when it's going to come out. But the impact will be to attempt to limit the impact of valuation discounts through family holding companies, which are pretty common in business valuations and estate planning. And if that happens, it basically means that people will pay higher gift taxes and higher estate taxes, and it will be much more difficult to pass on family farms and family ranches and family businesses without losing them in order to pay the, or having to be required to sell them in order to pay the estate taxes. So that should be pretty interesting. I think that the whatever they come out with will be aggressively challenged by taxpayers, for the most part, are very opposed to these rules. And the last couple times it's been floated to Congress, it was a complete non-starter. They shut it down before it got started. So it'll be interesting to see what the Treasury is able to do in that regard. And there was a recent note where they've now added captive insurance companies to the top 10 list of the administration's perceived abuses. And I think that there's an awful lot of captive insurance companies out there, and they make a lot of sense in the right context. But I think that there are captive shops where the solution to every problem is a captive, and that, of course, is not prudent, and that there are, you know, legitimate and very sound business reasons for these vehicles. But I think they've been put in place in a lot of situations where they are not good fits or weren't wisely conceived on the front end. So it'll be interesting to see what the Treasury attack looks like, but we know that that's a target, an upcoming target of Treasury investigation.
Well, Tom, you're really modest. You never really talk about your firm much. Why don't you give us just a second or two on your firm? We've got about 2 minutes left, and I need at least a couple seconds to give the audio of me popping the celebratory champagne for you.
Well, first of all, I'm glad to hear that you're not popping the champagne before the show, but rather waiting till it's over. We are a business, family business, family office, financial firm based out of Chicago. We have people in Washington, D.C. and Palm Beach, Florida, but for the most part, we cover the country and for that part, the world out of here. So we travel a lot, and most of our attorneys are quants, and so, you know, a lot of CPA, MBA, Masters in Tax, Certified Financial Planner qualifications. So we try to walk that line between writing and speaking and being quantitative folks as well, and that plays well at the high end of the market. And
well, listen, Tom, we really appreciate the support that you've given the show, the support that you've given me, and for all of that, I wanted you to be present when I did this. Oh, my God. That's all for you, Tom. I wanted to thank you so much for being a friend of the show, being a personal friend and mentor to me, and I look forward to introducing you to all my friends that need to protect their assets.
Well, Jim, thank you so much, and congratulations to you and your team again.